Well, there's an event going on in Grand Isle, which has been going on since 1928. There are thousands and thousands of fishermen and tourists participating in the nation's oldest fishing tournament, the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. And Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com has been fortunate enough to fish there 12 months a year. He gets to enjoy the island. Darrell, what's going on? How's it shaping up down there this year?
Well, Don, you know, I mean, you can tell there's a little more traffic on the island than usual. But I mean, other than that, it's kind of like what you've already heard. I mean, the fishing's been great. The fishing's been on fire. It's just whether or not you can find them or sit down on them and develop an attack plan before the storms run you away. So, you just got to go in between the storms. You got to plan your day to where you've got an escape route or somewhere to hide, and one of them catches you, because some of them have been really good with a bunch of lightning and wind in them. But other than that, man, I mean, it's been fairly decent. I mean, the rain's kept the temperature down. It's been enjoyable to fish the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you. Of course, the debauchery is starting. It's nothing like what it used to be. The theme of the Tarpon Rodeo has changed somewhat with the change of ownership over at Grand Isle Marina, and you know, the pavilion being right there. It's much more of a family or Christian atmosphere. So there's not a whole lot of the public display of Mardi Gras that it used to be. But
I think bawdy was the best word to describe what used to go on there, and it was kind of taking the rodeo down, getting a bad reputation. But all that has changed now.
Oh yeah, most definitely. In fact, I've heard that the new owner over there at Grand Isle Marina has dedicated himself to where it won't get back to where it got out of hand when the state police pretty much had to invade it. But, like I said, you can tell there's increased traffic on the island. Of course, a lot of the locals, unless you're involved in a retail business, a lot of the locals do Grand Isle like the locals in New Orleans do Mardi Gras. They rent the house out and get out of the way for a little while, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Darrell, have you been fishing beachside or backside of the island, or both?
A little bit of both, Don, and there's really some good fish on the beach. I've seen and heard some reports of just very consistent catches for the beach fishermen, for the waders off of the Elmer's Island. You know, they've got the shuttle that runs over there. You park your car in a dedicated, you park your vehicle in a dedicated parking area, and they've got a couple of shuttles that run you to the beach and cater to you. But I've heard of some really good catches coming off of that beach in the last few weeks. We've done a little bit of both. The storms have almost had a pattern to them, like I'm looking at this morning on the radar. They're starting in the west and moving toward us. So we haven't done a whole lot of running all the way over toward that, toward that Fouchon Timberlier area, simply because 90% of the time, last couple of weeks, you wake up in the morning and those are covered with storms. So, we haven't spent a lot of time on that beach. We've spent a lot of time over, between Fort Bayou and the Empire area. The Grand Terre area, those spots. And look, they're all full of fish. Now those beaches can be a little bit different than the Grand Isle Beach. I mean, than the Fouchon area beach. The Fouchon area beach seems to, for some reason or another, bring in a lot of bigger fish. When you hit the beach over toward the east, the fish just aren't as big, but Lord, they're plentiful. So there's a whole lot of catching throwbacks and sending them back. There's a whole lot of moving around when you get tired of feeding throwbacks to dolphins. But catching a box of fish has not been hard the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's great. What would be your redfish report? Are you hearing anything from Caminata Bay? We got the Ride the Bull. It's still a few weeks away, but people are getting antsy and talking about it. Do you think the timing will be right for the big bulls to come in?
The bulls are going to have to tell us, but I have heard of a couple of bull reds being caught in the past as recently, like in the last week or so. It's almost like a few of them are starting to stick their head in and show up. The complaint that you're getting there is so many sharks. I mean, there's a whole lot of sharks involved, so the bull sharks are still in. the bull redfish seem to be just starting to poke their head in the path and show up. So hopefully when they get ready to have that tournament here in a couple of weeks, it'll be loaded up and ready. Of course, we're fixing to start another tide cycle, so that'll get some bait moving around. And as the days are getting shorter and shorter, some of that bait's going to start migrating out that pass.
All right, Darrell, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and take them fishing, you can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call and check availability for dates.
Sure, they can always pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288. And Don, in this situation we're in this country right now, there's a whole lot of open days with not just me, but a lot of other guys. There's a whole lot of open days. So those calls are much more appreciated than they are some other days.
Well, let's put these guys to work. Thanks for the report as always, Darrell. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.